Supporters of legal abortion chanted, held signs and hands on the sidewalks around Capitol Square. Stephanie Craddock-Sherwood is with the group Women Have Options. She says the election has energized people who want to protect abortion rights.
I'm hearing people have woken up. Like, we have had unprecedented support this past week. It's been incredible, the show of support. And people are ready to come out. They're ready to march. They're ready to, you know, build a wall of resistance to these abortion bans, to any barriers of access to abortion.
Gabriel Mann of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says the group wants to stop lawmakers from taking up two bills in the next couple of weeks.
One is a 20-week abortion ban. The other one is a restriction on the handling of biological material. Either one of these bills could be called up for a committee. We don't feel that they should be because they're completely medically unnecessary.
But Ohio Right to Life President Mike Ganadakis questions the effectiveness of the protest.
If they truly are trying to effectuate change, they should do it between the hours of 8 and 5 inside the state house when the legislators are there.
Ganadakis hopes lawmakers will pass the two bills under consideration because he says that's what voters want.
The legislature and our government would argue that Ohioans just a week ago affirmed the things they were doing. They went from 65 to 66 members, all pro-life in the House. And we went from 23 to 24, all pro-life in the Senate. So if they were doing something as it relates to the life matter that voters were opposed, they would have voted for somebody else.
Ganadakis says both bills have been in the works for a year and a half and are constitutional. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.